it doesn't really look like it superficially. Maybe they know something about Mason Rudolph that we don't. They think he's going to be the guy, and they'll be fine, and they'll be able to transition with him. And they traded Josh Dobbs to Carolina or to Jacksonville, so they obviously had some confidence in him. I just looked at it this year. I'm like, all right, you lost your Hall of Fame quarterback for the remainder of the season, and maybe for his career. I would have thought it would have been more prudent to ride it out and then see what's available in the draft. Maybe you go 4-10 or 4-12, but the Steelers have never been a bottom-out team, you know, and then try to draft high. They have a pretty good roster around the quarterback, but it's not good enough that just anybody could be in there. It's Patrick helps that a little bit. You know, but part of it is, what is he going to play? Is he going to play corner? Is he going to play safety? I think he wants to play safety a little more than corner. But depending on where they need him, what they're going to ask him to do, I mean, he's a good player, but I don't know if helping your defense helps your quarterback situation right now, but maybe they know Mason Rudolph, we're all out of the know at this point.
Well, what shocked me is, like, you bring up the same point. I obviously didn't think Mason Rudolph would be the future in Pittsburgh, but maybe they think something differently. If they end up going like 4-12, like you said, 2-10, there's quarterbacks in the draft. They could have used that first round pick, but theoretically, they just gave Miami a top 10 pick for this safety.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, if they're bad, that's going to be a top 10 pick, which I don't know. You know, maybe Herbert's there too. You don't really know how the draft always shakes out, but I mean, they would be in play to be able to hopefully get their quarterback situation set up for the next generation.
Yeah. Staying on the trade topic real quick. Seems like now Jalen Ramsey wants out, which it's been sources reported a trade will more likely go down on Friday instead of before the Thursday night football game. I'm sure you heard what your colleague Steve Young said on Monday Night Football. What's your feelings on just how people are just requesting trades left and right now, and they usually get what they want when they're a top-tier, high-profile player?
Yeah, you know, the NBAification of the NFL. I never really thought that it would happen like this and this abruptly. If the one piece is, though, team like Minka Fitzpatrick got a first-round pick back for him. We'll see what they get for Jalen Ramsey when they ask. Laramie Tunsil, I don't think, wanted to leave. They traded him anyway. But, you know, a lot of these guys, when they force their way out, you know, Le'Veon Bell's sitting out. I mean, he got a contract that, you know, he felt that is worthy of his services, and he's saying that he won. So if these guys feel like they ultimately won in the end, and there's people that are either willing A, to pay them, or B, pay the toll in terms of fair to get them via trade, then it's the teams are complicit in it as well. Like, typically before, if a team asks for a number one for a guy, like, nobody is going to give that up. But then again, I don't know how often you were going to see guys that were this young and this talented try to force their way out of somewhere.
Yeah, and with the standpoint from the NBA to the NFL, I don't want to see that. But with Jalen Ramsey's standpoint in Jacksonville, from what you've heard and what you've seen, do you think it is basically all Jalen Ramsey? He's a big hothead, or do you think Doug Monroe, the head coach for Jacksonville, instigated it just a little bit too?
Oh, I don't think. I mean, Doug Marone's not somebody that's going to back down from the situation. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know if he's instigating it. He's definitely not defusing it. I'm looking at their DBs coach, Tim Walton, who was there. I was with him in Detroit. He's a fellow Ohio State alum. And I'm watching him trying to grab Jalen Ramsey and hold him back and just thinking, like, you know, cooler heads prevail, but neither one of those guys wanted to be, you know, cool and calm and felt like they were taking an L on the situation. So it's kind of unfortunate because Jalen Ramsey's incredibly talented and they've had some good stuff going there in Jacksonville, and I'm not ready to say that they're out of it yet based upon what I've seen out of Gardner Minshew, because I think he looked fairly promising early on. So,
did you see the deal he was offered today?
I did not.
Gardner Minshew, an adult entertainment site, Cam Soda, has offered Gardner Minshew an endorsement deal to lead a weekly online fitness class. Their only requirement is that you...
Oh, gosh.
The only requirement is that you have to incorporate band workouts into your class and do them in a jockstrap and or naked.
Yeah, that's the deal. Like, he works out, they say, sunglasses on and just a jock. And, like, be in there doing, like, these bands. Like, Gardner Minshew's the real-life Uncle Rico, except he's actually good.
No, I put that on Twitter.
The NFL needs, like, more of him. Like, he's fantastic.
I'm rooting for him so hard. Like, I want to see Gardner Minshew do well.
Absolutely, because it makes your job easier, infinitely easier, if you have that guy walking up there who looks like he should be Johnny Depp's, like, partner in blood season around.
All right, Bobby Carpenter, former NFL linebacker and GetUp ESPN analyst, does much more as well in the Columbus, Ohio area. Bobby, real quick, the New Orleans Saints side of things, you never want to see a guy like Drew Brees go down. He's only missed one game in his NFL career. He's having surgery as we speak, I believe. He'll probably be out about 6 weeks. What do you think about the Saints from this standpoint? Can they still pull out a win in the NFC South?
Well, if you look at this, Cam Newton, his foot is jacked up, which I think everybody kind of expected after watching him play last week. So I'm not sure exactly what he is going forward. Heck, he might be out 6 weeks. If that's the case, Carolina has some serious issues. They can't protect the shot. Looking at Tampa Bay, I mean, yeah, Jameis Winston's played well, but I wouldn't say they have a roster talented enough to be able to contend with New Orleans if they get competent quarterback play. And while Falcons, got a win against Philly, I mean, they looked like garbage against Minnesota the week before. So
yeah.
I still think this is the Saints to win. If Teddy Bridgewater or Taysom Hill, whoever that they have playing, can go 3-3 over 6 weeks or 4-2, and let's not forget they have a great head coach to help them do it. If Drew comes back, I think they're ready to go. And you find something out about maybe the heir apparent to Drew Brees in the future as well.
And if you look at the next six games for the New Orleans Saints, we're down here in Mandeville, Louisiana, so we're pretty close to New Orleans. If you look at the next six games, I really can see that they'll lose to Seattle, I would think, this week. I would think they'd lose to Dallas. But then you look at Chicago. That's really their only tough opponent in Chicago. And Chicago's offense hasn't sparked me, and I think Sean Payton's that much smarter at the offensive position that they could pull that game out too and go 4-2 before Brees is back.